Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. If you also want to help me, then click the like button on this video to push it to more viewers. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is Steph, and she went out on a date with a guy and contacted him the next day, and said she thinks that they should only be friends. He tells her that he was thinking the exact same thing. Then she says that's not supposed to be his response, meaning he wasn't supposed to reject her as well, and she might have actually wanted a thirsty beta to friendzone. And he doesn't want to fall for it because he's presumably chasing money instead. Up next, only you can prevent forest fires. But it looks to me like Smokey here is carrying some heavy oaky, if you look close enough. At least it looks big enough to put out a massive forest fire. It's like he brings his very own fire hose in his jeans. But even he's probably afraid of false accusations because he can see his left hand is down on his side. Because he's probably afraid of getting me too'd. He's not even risking the old hover hand method either. Number three looks like the next Pirates of the Caribbean film will have a female lead. And they might as well call it Karens of the Caribbean, the curse of toxic masculinity. As Disney continues to wreck itself, a YouTuber named V puts it best. When he says I can remain uninterested longer than they can remain solvent. A play on a Warren Buffett quote. I'm sure that when this Karens film fails in the theaters, it'll be because of pirate fatigue. Moving on is most likely a lady wondering if there are male best friends out there that are pay her bills. Make sure she's fine and never ask for anything in return. Sounds like she grew up without a father and is now looking for a daddy while she's all grown up. Also, red pill ideas are spreading so much that some women no longer know what it's like to have a friend-zone simp to pay their bills anymore. Number five, there's an article out saying that the Mars mission will need to be all female to avoid astronauts having sex in space. Might as well just say that getting to Mars will mean mostly men creating the technology and women just taking all the glory. If this is the crew, I doubt they'll ever get to Mars. Can men still go up if they identify as female? But they'll probably just set out for Mars but somehow end up on Venus. Up next is a Daily Mail article from Nigeria saying that they will surgically castrate anyone that's a rapist. I asked people if they would be in favor of this in the United States, and most of you said no. Because false accusations and more importantly false convictions are actually a thing. I'm guessing the Nigerian laws will only punish men and they'll spare the women even though some of them do inappropriate things to minors. Plus it's easier to get away with false accusations if the victim of them is in a grave. Number 7 is a woman in Ireland saying that the government is going to restrict the freedom of the people, but that they're doing it for the common good. And of course the common good is Klaus Schwab here. But seriously, imagine what happens when 51% of your country's politicians have two X chromosomes, or are simps. Remember that the road to tyranny is paved with the common good. The common good equals communism. Number 8, I know it's a little late for Christmas, but here's some guy's dad sending out this Christmas card on the first Christmas since his divorce. I guess he finally had the time this year. He probably just paid these three models to pose in the shot and then sent out the card to all the other old mutual friends to upset his ex-wife. That's probably what I would do. This is the most based thing I've heard in a while. And by the way, I also haven't heard anyone say based for quite a while either. Moving on is Mandy with the prettiest teeth that I've seen since the Easter Bunny. And she's your lucky pick on a dating app. She's in a relationship for 16 years now with three children. But she's still ready to chill with you, but you can't be a far-right Trumper, and you can be either male or female. I don't know about you, but I'm scared to put my schwing-schwing anywhere near those sharp teeth. I wonder who was the one that wanted to open up the relationship in the first place. Number 10 is a 20-year-old guy messaging a 32-year-old woman. I ask you guys what this is all about. He's probably happy thinking it's a potential pump-and-dump scenario with a cougar. You know those cougars are hungry these days as men this woman's age are going after girls in their early 20s. Sometimes for guys, it's a good thing to learn to ride old bicycles first, before you buy a new one. Up next, a scientific article says that prehistoric women were probably better at hunting than men were. Yeah, at hunting schlongs, maybe. This has to be some feminist article. Men have better vision and spatial perception. There's no way that I'm buying this. Yes, they're better at hunting. Hunting oranges, that is. I've been with women that got lost at the mall. I'd love to see how these women find their way around in a forest. Their claims get more laughable by the day. Number 12 is the claim from some lady that all men do is lie. Meanwhile, makeup, I suppose, just accentuates the beauty that's found underneath, and nothing more. You'd be surprised at what they can get away with. Here's yet another woman with bad teeth. You'd think that in this day and age, dentists would be available to everyone. Remember, guys, always take her on a first date to the swimming pool. Not to mention, a lot of the time, you can't even tell if they've had plastic surgery or not. Moving on are the double standards in our society. Fit men are expected to accept being with fat women, but fit women are not good for fat men. The fat man is shamed for being a creepy loser and told to hit the gym. But the fat and fabulous woman, she expects a six-figure earner that's healthy and not some random chubby chaser. At least the big gals bring their own pillows. Number 14 looks like Canada told a woman from the West Coast that they couldn't give her surgery right away due to wait times, and that she wouldn't actually make it in life, so they suggested that she end herself, allowing the government to harvest her organs. She decided to head for the United States for treatment, and has survived as a result. Something similar happened to Stephen Molyneux, a YouTuber that was kicked off the platform. He had to leave Canada and head to the States for cancer treatment. Up next is a woman claiming that someone called her Biggie Eilish. The issue with being morbidly obese is that because you're the size of two people, you probably spend twice as much on tattoos. It makes me wonder, though, is Biggie spelled with a P or with a B? She tries to come across as cool, but she just looks like one of the backup dancers in the Fat music video with Weird Al Yankovic. Number 16, many black men out there don't want to choose an overweight woman that yells at them, so that could be one of the main reasons more guys than ever are choosing to become passport bros. But seriously, according to this woman and the simp in the back, how dare he exercise his option to reject them and leave? Number 17 is a couple texting back and forth with one another. She says she's having a bad day. The guy asks what's wrong while thinking to himself, when is she ever going to have a good day? Life will become easier for you when you realize that women can never be happy, and then you'll stop trying to make them happy. You'll just listen to their yapping while zoning off and thinking about the important things that you have to do tomorrow. That's your basic umbrella for verbal diarrhea. Saying I have a bad day is an excuse to stir up drama or use you as that emotional tampon. Up next is Sharon Stone at the age of 65 saying that there are plenty of people that want to hop in bed with her, and that of course she's hotter than ever. Meanwhile, she's still single. Wanting to be with her in bed doesn't mean they actually want a relationship. This is the same as a man bragging that there are plenty of women out there that want to be friends with him. He's in the friend zone just like Sharon Stone is in the boink zone. Why does she look like Michael Douglas now? Number 19, and speaking of the friend zone, here are the triple threat ladies. And they're looking for platonic male company that's going to take all three of them out for dinner and drinks. They guarantee a good time as friends. The guy must also have a stable income, a car, and they will be checking credit scores. Basically, give me your money, energy, attention, and time, while expecting nothing in return. It's a solid mating strategy, and I see nothing wrong with it. LOL. Moving on, all those people fighting for minimum wage of $20 or $30, this is probably what's going to happen to them when they finally get it. They'll be replaced by a McRobot. I'm hearing it's $16 for a McDonald's value meal these days. That definitely doesn't sound like a good value. You think that's bad? Just wait until AI takes all of the low-level coding, accounting, legal, healthcare, and engineering jobs. If you don't own tech stocks, you'll get wrecked. Number 21 are the plots for two of the most popular films in the 1990s. Jenny on the left says she denied a vulnerable man love until he was a shrimp billionaire and she had AIDS. Rose on the right says she slept with a homeless man and then let him drown. Girls love both of these films, and now you know why. Because both films promote the idea that they could ride the carousel throughout life, and at the end there was always a man there to rescue them in both cases. In Titanic, we never saw her husband after the ship sank, but you can sure bet that he was there after she finished finding herself. Up next is the Walmart dream wedding. This guy, though, needs to have some standards. I'm sure the baby will be born in aisle 4, and they'll basically call in for a cleanup. I think this is AI-generated, though, if you look at his feet. It's also weird that he's on his knees while everyone else is standing, yet he's the same height. Plus, the tattoos are also not legible. Plus, both ladies in the background have weird noses. Number 23 is a political party in Canada that's decided that men aren't allowed to run in their by-elections. Mark my words, women will one day make up the majority of politicians, and it's possible that they might ban men from their political parties. This is proof. First they came for the gamers and I didn't speak up, because I wasn't a gamer. Then they came for the manosphere and no one seemed to care when they demonetized me. Now it looks like at least this party is coming for its male members. Moving on, carbon emissions in China have gone up 208% and 155% in India. But it's us Westerners that have reduced our emissions that have to eat bugs and live in our vans. Cutting down emissions in the West just means that eventually Westerners will move to countries where they'll basically allow us to drive and where we can afford to do so. Greta should just go preach her environmental message in China and see what happens over there. Number 25 and the last one is Maka Boy, and she says that DNA tests are annoying, babies are a blessing, and men should just accept the baby they've been given. Sounds like someone cheated and is worried about getting caught. This dude needs a paternity test yesterday. If it's not your baby, it's not a blessing that's been given to you. It's somebody else's problem. This woman also needs to accept the lip color that she's been given as a blessing as well. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Again, give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.